This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
814, to quote Vic Sciro, believe no rumor unless they come from us. Let me tell you about what's going on this afternoon at Treasure Chest. Matter of fact, why didn't Steve Geller tell us? Sports director who joins us now. How you doing, Steve?
I am doing good this morning. How about you, Thomas?
I'm all right, sir. Thanks for getting the day started early with us. Tell me where y'all going to be this evening.
Hanging out at the Treasure Chest this Thursday, every Thursday, getting ready for week 5 action of the NFL season. Hard to believe we're already kicking off that with Thursday night football this evening. It's a California battle coming up between the L.A. Rams hosting the San Francisco 49ers. But on the show tonight, the Treasure Chest, you can meet up with me and Mike D out at the Treasure Chest there at the Game Bar and Grill. Are going to be talking about Saints football with Jeff Duncan, getting ready for that matchup against the New York Giants. He's NOLA.com and sports columnist at the Times-Picayune. Plus, get a little college football talk. Chris Lowe of On3 Sports. We don't have any Tulane or LSU talk. But still plenty of college action going on this weekend to get into as well.
Speaking of the 49ers, there's a lot of rumor out there about Carl Granderson. What's going on with that, do you know?
I haven't seen that one. I've definitely heard the rumors, or seen the rumors, I should say, from anyone like an Alvin Kamara, also with DeMario Davis.
Alvin Kamara, what?
A lot of teams have some injuries to running backs like Arizona. Kansas City's been struggling. So the trade rumors start to swirl around potential moves for teams that are doing not so well right now. We know the Saints 0-4, so the folks are trying to pick them apart. But some of them don't make any sense to me. I've seen the Kansas City Chiefs could give up two fourth round picks in order to acquire Alvin Kamara, and I understand the salary is a bit of an issue there. But as far as I can see, if the Saints do trade Kamara for whatever picks, they're going to have an immediate $12 million cap hit to the roster. That doesn't make really any sense to me. He's expressed he wants to stay and retire in New Orleans. He wants to finish out his career here. But I get it's a business and things can happen, but financially it doesn't make sense for Kamara to me.
But if the Saints were to trade Alvin Kamara, and this is just rumors, let's be clear about that, and there's another one going on from San Francisco media about Carl Granderson after Boza being, I guess, what, traded or cut? What happened to Boza in San Francisco? Was he hurt?
He ended up moving on. Oh, no, he is dealing with an injury.
Injury.
The other
Bosa.
With the Chargers ended up moving on to the Buffalo Bills.
Right. So let's talk about the Saints. If they were to engage in wholesale trades like that, that would be like a fire sale, would it not?
Yeah. I mean, you're signaling that you're totally giving up on the season. I doubt the team's in that mode right now. We're only going into week 5 here. I know that the winless that winless record hovering over this team right now, and Spencer Rattler, who's still 0-10 now as a starter. but I haven't heard a peep, Tommy, honestly, in these parts at least, about the Saints being interested in moving any players.
So what happens with, you know, Spencer Rattler, 0-10, how much room do you give him? Not that he's played that terribly. You can't blame him for every loss, but at what point, you know, 0-4, I don't know if he falters against the Giants. Do we see Tyler Shuck then? What do you think?
Yeah, it's tough because, like you mentioned, Spence hasn't been playing poorly. I feel like he's definitely done enough for this team to win games. I do, though, feel there's at some point you're like, well, we need to mix it up a little bit to see what this new, you know, your rookie has that you took in the second round, and when is that time? Initially, I had felt after the bye week, which was later on in the season, coming at home against Atlanta. But I think that starts to pick up maybe a little bit, like you mentioned. If you struggle against this New York Giants team, you lose another game at home, that question starts to pop up. Is it time to at least get a look at rookie Tyler Shuck? If it's a poor performance by Rattler, if it's a decent day and the team still loses, they're going to yank him, though. Kellen Moore has definitely put out there that he's very committed to who he's named the starter. And so I think he's going to ride with Rattler for a while. I just know, you know, you look at it, that record hovering over Spencer Rattler, it keeps building and building, and you're hoping they can get a win for him. At some point, though, like I said, you feel like you got to go to the rookie. You feel like they are going to go to the rookie at some point of this season. And I think if you drop this one to the Giants, it kind of speeds that clock up even more. Maybe you could see him against the Patriots the following week in the Dome.
But if Rattler is playing well, even though they lose, and you pull him, you put Shuck in, Shuck falters, then what do? You go back to Rattler? Right. You got to think this through is what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, it's a tough game going back and forth, especially with this, you know, we know that Tyler Shuck, second-round pick, is, you know, going to be pretty green coming in here. He's been, you know, watching and learning and still developing, but I don't know if he's ready for the action of an NFL game yet. Although this team, I mean, what's the worst? There's the other flip side to that is, like, what's the worst that's going to happen right now? He's going to get another loss.
I think if I'm Kellen Moore, once I go to Shuck, that's it. I'm not going back. It's like, okay,
no,
we drafted this guy
in
the second round, so let's see if he improves throughout the season. I hate to say throw him to the wolves because I don't know if it necessarily would be that, but I don't think you go back and forth. That's why I think we're going to see Spencer Rattler. Maybe I don't think through the bye is crazy, even if they are winless through the bye, and I hope that doesn't happen. But I think your scenario could well play out, because if for whatever reason, even if they win a couple of games by the bye week, it might be time to say, okay, you know what, we're 2-8. Yeah, that's right. So maybe it's time to see what Tyler Shuck can do. We'll take a break. I was counting there. That's why you heard me. We'll take a break. Pick it up with Steve Geller when we come back. 821 Traffic Now, WW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Well, 826, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with us, sports director Steve Geller, who will be at the Treasure Chest with Mike Dettelier this evening, starting at 4 o'clock. So the Saints are 0-4, and they take on the Giants on Sunday, but at least they're not banged up. Oh, wait a minute, they are. Tell me about the injury situation.
Man, yeah, the list came out yesterday for the initial injury report of the week, and it was definitely extensive. Two of those names, though, were guys that were just getting back to practice. Mm-hmm. Taysom Hill, Foster Moreau, great to see them. Even they're on the injury report, limited fashion. They've been out dealing with their knee injuries. It takes some time for them to work their way back. Don't expect anything this Sunday for either team, but that practice window for them is now at 3 weeks. After the weeks is up, the team will have to make a determination if they're ready to be added to the active roster or they're going to have to revert back to IR, and then their season is over. So hopefully both progress well. That also actually goes defensive tackle John Ridgeway, the third, too. Not many folks talk about him. He's coming back from a shoulder injury. But as for that we've been, you know, depending on or waiting for, Cesar Ruiz had an ankle injury last game. He's already been ruled out for the game. Chase Young has been dealing with it's now the fifth week we're not going to see him.
Do we know already, what the deal is with that calf injury? What exactly is going on?
The only thing we've gotten from Ellen Moore is that it's not serious. Meanwhile, It's now 5 weeks we haven't seen the guy. Mm. So, you know, when you hear the calf injury, you start worrying about, hamstring issues, the ACL. I know they're being really cautious with him.
Achilles? I don't know.
It's just really puzzling the fact that, you know, it's 5 weeks now and we haven't seen your star pass rusher at all. Really dismaying news for a pass rush that could use him right now, getting to the quarterback. Another offensive lineman who just came back in Trevor Penning from a toe issue. Well, now he didn't practice yesterday. Ankle issue. Dylan Radins, another old lineman, another issue there for him. And tight end Juwan Johnson has an ankle issue that popped up. He got hurt last game. He definitely saw that. So it's not a surprise that he's on the injury list. Hopefully that is not too serious where he keeps the game.
What are we going to have to do against the Giants to win?
Run the ball, Tommy. I was surprised to see this numbers. They are fourth worst in the NFL, giving up 153 yards per game on the ground. Mm. Everyone wants to talk about that D-line, the front being so pressure-packed. Well, the ball at him. We saw that work last game with Alvin Kamara and Kendra Miller. Hopefully that's that new dynamic duo for the black and gold, and that can shine in this one and help the team to a victory and get Spencer Rattler that first W-2.
Tell me about Jackson Dart.
Man, this is going to be interesting. He's already come out and said he's got that little bit of a chip on his shoulder. The Saints passed on him with the 9th overall pick in the draft. Really mobile quarterback out of Ole Miss. We saw a ton of him playing in the A. Got good touch on the ball. Can make all the throws, as they would say. It's just going to be, how's he going to react now to his first road start of the season? So I am begging all you Hootabs out there, I'm loud and proud for this game.
Final thoughts?
Yeah, I think this is, I hate to say must win, Tommy, but at this point, one in the win column right here for the team, for your quarterback, for the fans. And this is a very winnable game against a Giants squad that just earned their first victory last week. And you got a rookie quarterback coming to the dome. Just hit the ground and pound heavy and, you know, run your way to a victory with Kamara and Kendra.
Yeah, you don't want to go to 0-5 because it can get ugly quick. Not that right. It's not ugly already, but it can get even uglier quick. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. Have a good time at Treasure Chest. We'll be listening. Maybe come out and see you. Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director. We're going to come back, talk about the future of the Mississippi River Delta with James Karras, Director of Communications for the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.